right, the floor is yours, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Good afternoon. This is the City of Morro Bay City Council. This is a special meeting. It is Thursday, November the 18th, 2021. It is 3:30 p.m., and this meeting is being held via teleconference. Pursuant to Executive Order Number N08-21, issued by Governor Newsom on June 11th, 2021, this meeting will be conducted telephonically through Zoom and broadcast live on cable channel 20 and streamed on the city website. Please be advised that pursuant to the executive order and to ensure the health and safety of the public by limiting human contact that could spread the COVID-19 virus, the Veterans Hall will not be open for this meeting. Thank you. I'll ask the clerk to establish a quorum, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councilmember Addis?
Here.
Councilmember Barton?
Yes.
Councilmember Ford?
Here.
Councilmember Heller?
Here.
And Mayor Heading.
Present. Thank you. We do have a quorum, and I will call the meeting to order. I'm going to go ahead and open up public comment. This is public comment for items on the special meeting agenda only, not any general public comment, but again, public comment for any of the three items on the agenda for today. The information on how to access it is on the screen, either via the Zoom link or through the telephone number listed on the screen. So public comment is now open for this special meeting. And Hyland, sir, do we have any public comment?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There are no raised hands in the queue.
Okay, I will close public comment, bring it back to us as a council. Our first item on this afternoon's agenda is ratification of the Second Amendment to the Integrated Waste Management Authority, or IMWA, Joint Powers Agreement, and First Amendment to the IMWA Memorandum of Agreement. And I'm going to turn it over to, I believe, Mr. Qualick or Ms. Burlingame. Welcome.
Thank you, Mayor, and good afternoon, Mayor and members of the City Council. Pleased to give a very short verbal presentation on this item. So as you all know, the city has been a member of the IWMA for, I think, 25. I can't do math that quickly, but since 1994. And the purpose of that is for the IWMA to run waste management programming. And they have done that for us. In 2001, the IWMA added CSDs to their member agencies. And so those two actions, the creation of the IWMA JPA and then adding those CSDs, really created these two documents, first the JPA agreement and then second the MOA. And so in order to move forward with SB 1383 implementation, the IWMA has requested that we first, as a city, and that this city council authorize the mayor to execute the amendments to the JPA and the MOA that acknowledge the withdrawal of the County of San Luis Obispo from the IWMA. Because there was a time crunch last week to get this action completed, the city did go ahead and give the mayor the amendments to execute, which he did, and that was in line with Resolution 6921 that was passed by the city council in October, which stated that the city council of Morro Bay wanted to stay with the IWMA despite the county leaving. Neither of these amendments have any impact on 1383 or any other decisions. Those decisions will be made via an ad hoc committee that actually has its first meeting tomorrow. And so these amendments really are only to acknowledge that the County of San Luis Obispo is leaving the IWMA. That concludes my presentation on it. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Greg, for your presentation and the staff report. Are there any council questions at this time of Greg? Seeing no raised hands, I will ask if our esteemed representative to IWMA would like to make a motion. Councilmember Heller, sir.
You referred to me. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for being our rep, by the way, to IWMA.
I love it. I can't tell you enough about it. Don't get me started. I'd like to move approval of item number one.
All righty.
I'll second it.
Motion by Councilmember Heller to ratify the adoption of the Second Amendment to the MWA JPA executed by the mayor on November 10th, 2021, and ratify adoption of the First Amendment to the MOA executed by the mayor on November 10th, 2021, seconded by Councilmember Ford, I believe. Any further discussion? If not, we'll go ahead and take a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Addis?
Yes.
Councilmember Barton?
Yes.
Councilmember Ford?
Yes.
Councilmember Heller?
Yes.
And Mayor Heading?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Great. Thank you for that. And that brings us to item number two. This is a resolution making findings related to the continued existence of a state of emergency due to COVID-19 and reauthorizing for public health and safety the conduct of public meetings of the legislative bodies of the city via remote teleconferencing for a continued 30-day period pursuant to the Ralph M. Brown Act as amended by Assembly Bill number 361. I'll turn it over to Chris. Chris, thank you.
Good afternoon, Honorable Mayor, City Council members. This item is brought forward to allow the City Council to, if certain findings are made, to continue teleconferencing Brown Act bodies within the city. Includes, of course, the City Council, Planning Commission, other commissions, committees, boards in the city. In short, county and state officials continue to recommend or impose measures to promote social distancing to combat COVID-19 pandemic. Most recently, August 31st, 2021, County Health Officer Borenstein issued a face covering mandate that's currently still in effect for certain settings. What Assembly Bill 361 does is it allows cities to continue doing teleconferencing because of COVID-19 if every 30 days findings are made where the council reconsiders the facts of the situation. And this resolution provides that the City Council finds that they've reconsidered the circumstances of the state of emergency, which is still in effect, that the state of emergency remains active within the city. It continues to directly impact the ability of the council, city's legislative body, city staff, and public to meet safely in person, and also that state and local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. The City Council, by making those findings, can continue to teleconference Brown Act body meetings through December 18th. And under this relatively new law, AB 361, similar resolutions need to be approved every 30 days to continue the teleconferencing. If there's any questions, I certainly can address any from the council.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. Any council questions for Chris? Seeing no hands, I'll then go ahead and entertain a motion. Is anybody so inclined?
I'll second you if you want to move to approve.
Go ahead, Councilmember.
I'll move to approve this item.
I'd be happy to second that. Motion by Councilmember Addis, second by Mayor Heading to approve item number two. Any further discussion? Thank you, Chris. We'll take a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Addis?
Yes.
Councilmember Barton?
Yes.
Councilmember Ford?
Yes.
Councilmember Heller?
Yes.
And Mayor Heading?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Great. Thank you. That completes item number two. Agenda item number three is a discussion and consideration of authorizing the mayor to submit comments on behalf of the City Council to the California Citizens Redistricting Commission regarding preliminary draft redistricting maps. And Mr. Collins, I'll turn it over to you, sir. And I believe we have one member, Councilmember Addis, please.
Thank you, Mayor. And to avoid the appearance of any kind of a conflict of interest, I'm going to recuse myself from this item.
Thank you. Totally understood. And we'll give Dana just a moment to remove you from our room. Thank you. Great. Okay. Mr. Collins.
Thank you, Mayor and Council members. I'll be brief. As the mayor said, the discussion before you is to authorize the mayor to submit comments to the California Citizens Redistricting Commission regarding the statewide districts. As you all recall, the last council meeting authorized the mayor to submit comments to the Board of Supervisors for their process in redistricting the supervisory districts, the five districts in our county. This is looking at the assembly, state assembly, state senate, and the U.S. congressional districts for the state of California. Unlike a lot of other states, this is an entirely apolitical process established by a voter, 2008 Voters First Act. It creates a nonpartisan commission that goes through this lengthy process of public input, creation of maps, review of maps, revising of maps, and then ultimately deeming the new districts. And this is triggered by the census that's completed every 10 years. The Citizens Redistricting Commissioners have put forward preliminary maps as of late last week, which does shift things quite significantly. And that's part of that's because the population decline relative to the rest of the country. We lost one congressional district in our state, so a lot of shuffling on that, and sometimes that precipitates changes with the state senate and assembly districts. So at this time, they are seeking input from community members, and certainly cities and counties can submit comments as well. They use a pretty clear criteria about how they make decisions, and it's in the staff report. I won't tease those out here in the presentation, but members of the public can see that, how that's done, and there are links for the public to use if they want to submit their own comments. But really, a question before this, the council today, is if you want to make comments to that process, we would need to do so before the end of this month, I believe, because it was 14 days from the point in which the maps were released, which was November 12th. So sometime by next week, we'd want to submit comments, and you could authorize the mayor to do so. There's no criteria established here, but what some folks in the community were talking about is, you know, maintaining the integrity of the county through the districting process. That's certainly some things that we've heard, but we didn't put forward any criteria. We really didn't have time to analyze the maps because they just came out last week. But there is a pretty big reshuffling of those districts, and the expectation is after public comments are received, that there will be even more shuffling. So the next map will look different than the current draft map that's out there. So framework used in the letter that was submitted to the Board of Supervisors for their redistricting process really honed in on the notion of maintaining the integrity of our current district in the North Coast. So if you extrapolate that out, you could also look at just maintaining the integrity of the county through the process. But that's certainly just one option of many that you can use as a framework to submit in your comments. So with that, I will turn it over to the four of you to discuss. Of course, can answer any questions you have, but I myself am not an expert in this process, and I don't think any of the staff are, but, you know, Chris can answer some of the legal questions, but it's pretty well spelled out in the Voters First Act of 2008.
Thank you, Scott. I'll just maybe speak, since this is about allowing myself to make comment. The process used, at least that I used, when you authorized me at the county level to make comments, was obviously heavily weighted on the criteria that the state established. And you can see the statewide criteria 1 through 6 in the staff report here. I think, from my perspective, maintaining what are commonly called communities of interest within the district are important. One of the most important aspects of redistricting and such that a county like San Luis Obispo County, I'll just use this as an example, perhaps if one of the maps showed it linked to Kern County, that may not make a lot of sense for San Luis Obispo County, given the differences between the counties and the fact that one county is very much coastal and the other is not at all coastal. So there are pretty rigid criteria, certainly it's within your purview to either allow me to go through, look through all the maps, use these criteria and write the letter, or if you prefer, I just want to make sure you know that I'd be happy to bring it back for discussion prior to final approval. But again, I'll allow you to make that decision, and I'll open it up for any questions of either Mr. Collins or myself. Okay, yes, Councilmember Ford, yes, please.
Thank you, Mayor. So in your last suggestion that you just mentioned, you were saying that we could agree to move along with you, you know, looking at the maps and, you know, writing something up and then bringing it back to us for approval before we authorize this letter? Is that what...
Thank you. That's a great question. What I was doing, because this is, I think, a different animal than just looking at San Luis Obispo County. If you're not comfortable, and I'm not taking this personally at all, if you're not comfortable with turning it over to me to review the maps, look at the criteria, and comment for us, I am more than happy to, I wanted to really be transparent and say I'm more than happy to have myself do that first review. And if you would prefer bringing it back to council for council's final approval of my recommendation, that's an alternative to the recommendation in the staff report. I just wanted to be clear, given the fact that these are very different, perhaps commenting on just the county and Morro Bay's position within the county versus Morro Bay and Morro Bay's position within the state. And so
one note on that, Mayor, that the deadline to submit comments on that the current draft map is the 26th, which is Friday next week, which is part of the Thanksgiving holiday. So not sure we could, with some staff being out next week, I'm not sure we could schedule another special meeting.
And that's the other issue, is this is very time sensitive, unfortunately. It would mean another special meeting to come back and look at that letter, if you wanted to do that. If that's your desire, I would jump on it quickly, try to align with staff. But again, I want to defer to Mr. Collins and ask if it's humanly possible. The other alternative, I'll say, is there's a third alternative. The third alternative is to not comment as a council and just each of the council members individually reviewing maps and making their own recommendations. So I guess there is a third option that we could entertain, too. I'm just trying to, again, be very transparent and open with regard to this.
Okay, thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome. Councilmember Heller, sir, please.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. First of all, thank you for volunteering to do this. It sounds like an onerous task, and frankly, I don't know where to start. So I'd just like to say I want to thank you for be willing to take this on, and I have complete confidence in what your conclusions would be, and I don't need to see what you might want to bring back.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Any other questions? Okay, seeing no other hands, then Councilmember Heller, it sounds like I'll just go ahead and go to you and entertain a motion, if you would, to approve the staff report, is I think what I heard you say.
Sure, yes, I would like to approve move that we approve staff report item number 3. I don't have the language in front of me, but I'd like to move staff recommendation.
A motion by Councilmember Heller to approve agenda item number 3, staff's recommendation.
Mayor, if I could.
Yes, sir.
The recommendation authorizes the mayor to send a letter on behalf of the city council, perhaps we want to specify that the city council is is leaving it to the mayor's best judgment on, you know, what would serve the interests of the city of Morro Bay, because there isn't content provided for in the recommendation, which is the point of the meeting. So maybe some specificity on that.
Thank you for that. And Councilmember Heller, if you would agree with that statement and just amend your motion that as such as stated by Chris, that would be helpful.
Okay. Yeah, so I move item number 3, recommendation by staff that we follow the mayor's suggestions regarding the best interests of City of Morro Bay relative to redistricting.
Okay. Great. All right. Is there a second then?
I'll second it.
A motion by Councilmember Heller, second by Councilmember Barton. And I'll just open it up for discussion. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll just say that I'm. It is a bit of a task, but I think it's important for Morro Bay to weigh in, and I'm happy to do it for the city. And I appreciate the motion and the second, and I'll be supporting the motion myself, just FYI. So, all right, we'll go ahead and take a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Barton?
Yes.
Councilmember Ford?
Yes, and thank you, Mayor.
Councilmember Heller?
Yes.
And Mayor Heading?
Yes.
Motion carries 401.
Okay, thank you for that. We'll get that moving, and of course, we'll send you a copy of that immediately upon the writing of that letter. And let me just, on behalf of myself and our family, wish you all a very pleasant holiday season, a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourselves, be careful, be safe. And we will see you after the holiday. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.